You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 44, Some Open, Some Undercover. Last episode, I made some slight changes to the audio. Seems my voice is not as loud as previous episodes, so I'm trying some slight improvements for this one. So I'm out of the cold for this week, recording this episode while on vacation in Florida. A week at Disney World and Orlando, the beach, and Kennedy Space Center. So, yes, took till the end of the week to record this. It's been a packed schedule this week. And with that, let's start the news. Marijuana legal in Oregon, Alaska, and Washington, D.C. So this last midterm election at the beginning of the month, these states and Washington, D.C. passed their referendums. So now personal use of marijuana is legal in these states. It's good to see these states embracing the personal use of pot use instead of always, you know, the authorities always trying to bust those that smoke for personal use. It's just, you know, it's just a non-issue anymore. Gosh, how many years has it been? It's been 60 years since, over 60 years since the Marijuana Tax Act passed, which essentially, I mean, it's a complicated law that passed Congress, but the essential goal was that it banned pot and made it illegal. The complications these states now face is on a federal level is something that they're trying to address, which means federal laws may sometimes trump state laws. So, you know, for example, you know, any companies that drug test, you know, this doesn't mean that, you know, like Colorado's been legal for a while, you know, doesn't mean you can go out and smoke pot and still work for, you know, say a manufacturing plant and not get drug tested. You know, it's the same, it's no different than alcohol or narcotics testing. You know, if you're using those and you work for a company that drug tests, there's no changes here. It doesn't matter. It's just an additional drug they test for. So hoping this will move forward into other states and eventually forcing a federal change. So I'm not a regular pot smoker by any means, but you know, I'm all for this. I think there are benefits that of pot that outweigh the negatives, you know, especially on the level of legal use of the drug. I mean, there's too many, you know, for years, too many kids with first-time possession being thrown into prison for, you know, 8 to 10 years and pretty much ruining their life over the use of just them smoking a joint. So, no more. So, let's hope this trend continues on. Sirius XM loses a court ruling over pre-1972 music. So, musicians Flo and Eddie of the Turtles fame, so happy together... have been suing various music services, the satellite radio company being one of them. So music before 1972 fell under a different set of rules for music royalties and copyright law until this week's New York judicial ruling. So this one stemmed from the 1976 overhaul of the copyright laws, which only covered music made from 1972 and newer. Recording Industry Association, RIA, has argued on both sides in favor of adding pre-1972 music and with leaving the current laws in place. It's a confusing issue here. One that Flo and Eddie would have you to believe they are right. So I'm all for copyright rules and the musicians and songwriters to get their fair share of money. But it appears that a line is being crossed here. The arguments made in court are pushing the laws from 1976. So yes, even 1976, some time ago. So they, you know, they obviously need another overhaul. You know, and, you know, the digital rights law that passed back in the, you know, in the 1990s and everything like that, mid-90s, you know, there were some changes there too, but, you know, things are changing rapidly. Technology moves forward. So, you know, these, you know, I'm all for, you know, people, like I said, being paid their fair share, but at the same time, these artists are looking for pennies and dimes any place they can find them. So, you know, there's got to be a happy medium here on how royalties are paid. And, you know, most people that understand the music industry, songwriters are the ones who get, you know, most of the copyright royalties. You know, sometimes the songwriters are also the musicians performing it. So, you know, I really want to see this ironed out. And I'm tired of these court laws that are, you know, court decisions that are happening unless, you know, they're going to be roll into another overhaul of the copyright law. So I guess we'll see how this all plays out. Bill Cosby under fire amid rape allegations. The longtime comedian is facing various backlashes over people coming out and saying that he raped them, like, or women, I should say, and that he was controlling to women and not treating them fairly. There have been many calls for him to make a statement on these accusations. If he is innocent, he should find the best way to publicly address them. This is coming to a head as several of his current and future projects are being canceled. So, like, he was working on a new project with Netflix, and that's been put on hold. NBC, his longtime network that ran The Cosby Show for years, they outright canceled his project that he was working on. TV Land has taken off reruns of The Cosby Show. So various women are coming out, you know, with their stories about, you know, how he took advantage of them. You know, if they're true, then he needs to, you know, face the music. He needs to come out and find the best way to address this. You know, if they are not true, then he needs to come out and find the way to proclaim his innocence. You know, it's a sketchy view here, you know. I think some, you know, some people might want him to just stay silent on it, which, you know, it's his right, and he's able to do that. But at the same time, you know, his public persona is, you know, getting worse. And, you know, what, you know, if he wants to continue, you know, working, he needs to address what's going on here. So I guess we'll see what happens on this news front. This week's rant, hiding behind the phrase, doing it to protect the children. So this mantra or phrase, if you will, you know, comes about when politicians and legislatures are trying to draft new laws. Everything from music to movies to video games to alcohol, there's always that phrase that follows, new laws or restrictions. We're doing it to protect the children. You know, it's kind of like a CEO being let go from a company, and then their catchphrase is, you know, he or she is going to go, you know, go to spend more time with their family. You know, pretty much means nothing, because it's just a, you know, it's just a phrase that gets used to, you know, to either cover up something or to pass something that's, you know, that's controversial, and they want to, you know, oh, how do we do this? Well, and the way to protect, we got to protect those children. So it's more along the lines of reducing the efforts that parents have to do in deciding what's right for their kids. So the idea that laws get passed to restrict what adults should ultimately have the right to make for themselves, you know, so, you know, responsible adults, alcohol laws, you know, they say, you know, okay, let's pass these alcohol laws to restrict access to children. But really what they're saying is that we're wanting to restrict access to responsible adults. Music labels years ago put warnings on CDs. This only enticed children to be more curious and want to see what made these recordings get a warning label. You know, parents supporting these laws and rules are only hurting themselves. They need to parent more. They don't need to pass more laws to, you know, requiring a higher authority to make their decisions and reduce their function in parenting. You know, this, it's so sad to see, you know, that all this stuff gets passed, you know, but parents just, you know, they shirk their responsibility. It's like, oh, okay, well, the law says they can't do that, so I don't have to worry about teaching my children, you know, what's right and what's wrong. You know, I mean, most parents do, but, you know, the lazy parenting functionality here is, it's like I said, it's just hurting themselves. They need to step up, teach their children what they want to, you know, and whatever they feel that is right and wrong for their kids, and that should be it. You know, I mean, I understand certain laws need to be in place for certain things, but, you know, there's too many of these things coming out now, and it needs to stop. Let responsible adults be adults. This week's shameless plug, John Oliver's Salmon Cannon. So attached to the show notes for this episode is a YouTube video segment. So John Oliver from the HBO show Last Week Tonight, he always has some well-produced segments that are just absolutely hilarious. So I guess this company had a product that they have. It's called Salmon Cannon. And what it is it helps salmon get upstream. I mean, kind of clever, you know. It's, you know, I mean, you think about it, you know, it's, you know, I guess, you know, There's mixed results on this thing, you know, a product like this. You know, salmon, you know, makes them stronger to go upstream. But sometimes, I guess, you know, depending on conditions, you know, water, you know, all sorts of different infrastructures that might have been affected somehow, either by climate change or man-made, you know, as far as, you know, dams and other things that are reducing the flow. So this company invented this thing called a salmon cannon. Well, John Oliver took it to a more humorous level and had so many different cameos in this. I mean, it was just funny. And so he used all these plastic fish to send the salmon cannon to different segments that were being filmed. So like Tom Hanks gets slapped with these plastic fish while he's in an interview several times. They have an animated piece with Homer Simpson getting pelted with salmon and getting dumped on in the end while he's sitting on his, or laying on his hammock. It's funny. It's hilarious. I watched it several times and I laugh every single time. So go watch the video and I'm sure you will laugh a lot too. Hey, Tipper, leave those kids alone. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.